I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Just makes me want to grab a guitar and wail. Even though I don't play it, I would like to. Just hearing that opening brings me up, up, up. Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and this show was created to inspire you to take steps toward your dreams and turn those goals, those targets that you have, into your everyday reality. Well, a little bit later on, I have a guest who's going to be here with us, Lisa Nichols. And Lisa Nichols, always growing, always creating her dreams as well. She is a global messenger with a platform that has served 30 million people. Once she was a struggling single mom on public assistance, Lisa is now a millionaire entrepreneur as the founder and CEO of Motivating the Masses, Inc. Lisa is a best-selling author of 6 books, including her 7th book called Abundance Now. And Lisa is currently filming a 3-part episode with Dr. Phil. So to start off your day, here's a contemplation, a thought for you. Oh boy, are you letting your life flow? How's the flow going? How to let life flow? Well, today, learn to let your life flow without resistance or effort. No resistance, no effort, no struggle. Can you choose right now just to let it go? Living in the flow is not something you figure out. It's not a brain thing. It's not something you practice to get right. You know, you just do it. You choose it. Living in the flow is a state of consciousness. It's the natural result of being self-aware in the moment, in that state of expansive, open, accepting awareness. There is no feeling of lack, no sense of threat. So there's no need to defend yourself or be hostile or resist anything in order to feel safe and complete right now. To live in the present is to flow with the universe, to flow with what is. So here's the idea to remember today. I decide right now to let my life flow without resistance. Lao Tzu said, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. Yum. Well, when we come back, Lisa Nichols is here to talk about creating a 360-degree turnaround in your life with abundance. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations. has a big following and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I've got Lisa Nichols here, who has received many prestigious awards and honors for her humanitarian service and philanthropy. Lisa has appeared on Oprah, The Today Show, The Steve Harvey Show, Dr. Phil, and Extra, and is celebrated for the impact she has had through her nonprofit foundation called Motivating the Teen Spirit. Lisa, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's great to have you here.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me, Debbie. I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah, and all the things we can explore, our conversation on abundance and even more. I want to start with the fact, Lisa, I interviewed you last year on the red carpet at the Unstoppable Gala event.
Yes, beautiful event.
And my experience of you, whether I was seeing all the wide array of videos you've got out there on YouTube and everything on your website and being with you in present, you are tapped in. You're someone, it seems to me, who receives. And I'd love to know, when you're being interviewed or you're on stage, how do you know? How do you follow what to say? How did you find that voice where abundance of information flows from?
Wow, what a great question to start with. So a large part of it, Debbie, is to, and I'm going to say this as if it's easy to do, and yet you have to be intentional about it. But I operate as if I have nothing to prove, nothing to defend, nothing to protect, or nothing to hide. Who could you be if you move through life with not defending anything, proving anything, protecting anything, or trying to hide anything? How do you show up? So every time I show up to an interview or to a meet and greet or to an event, I show up really saying to myself, I'm whole and complete and I'm enough. So that allows me to give the space, my authentic me, whoever I am in the moment, on my best day and on my day that I'm striving to be the best version of myself. And so I literally live with that mantra, and it's really helped to navigate my experience to be an experience of more transparency, more grace with myself. And when I give myself grace, I give others grace. And taking more risk. I put a lot of skin in. I put a lot of emotional skin into an event because I say I have nothing to prove. I have nothing to protect, nothing to hide, key thing, hide. Because a lot of times when we're trying to impress people, we're trying to hide the fact that we want to impress them. So we keep this cycle. So I live in those four things. Nothing to, PPHD, nothing to prove, protect, hide, or defend.
Nothing to prove, protect, hide, or defend. Yeah, that actually is a great recipe for authenticity. And it shows, you know, my experience also is that you have a ferocity. And I want to know more about that, because what you teach, you have created yourself. So regarding abundance, one of the things you have for people is a free abundance checklist. I'll give out that website a little later because some people will want to receive that. And on level one of doing a turnaround with abundance, you call it getting started, pressing reset. What does resetting mean regarding abundance?
Reset means to no longer keep score. I say that keeping score is collecting evidence from your past why your future is going to be difficult. Reset is to stop taking score of all my relationships are hard because my last relationship was difficult. Oh, I'm not good with money because I used to spend so much of it. Or jobs are like whatever that thing is where you're designing your future too intimately connected to your past. Those are separate. Your past does not equal your future. Your past is a setup to feed and inform your future. I'll say that again. Your past is a setup to feed and inform your future. Your past does not equal your future. And so many times we consciously, Debbie, are unconsciously more unconsciously are keeping score about our future based on what our past. So reset says, what if I had a clean slate and I was starting anew right now? I have never made mistakes. I've never lost money. I've never been betrayed. I've never had to forgive. What if today was reset? Now, all of those things have had to occur, but what if? What would I dream? What would I plan? What would I do if none of that had occurred? Now, all of that has occurred, but can I think for a moment how big I would be playing if it hadn't occurred? Now, can I play that big with it all having occurred? But to really give yourself permission to redesign, to consistently redesign the next best version of you, not attached to who you were in chapter four. My chapter four does not determine my chapter 24. My chapter four feeds and fuels my decisions that I make in chapter 24.
Yeah, you all your chapters are really an extraordinary story of transforming your own life. You have lived this from being on public assistance for your family to leading a multi-million dollar enterprise. Take us through a little bit. How did you navigate from one reality to a wholly new paradigm and enterprise? How did you hit reset and say, no more? This is about abundance and big change, new chapters.
Right. Well, you know, number one, Debbie, I don't want to give you or any of the listeners the illusion that it happened overnight. And if it did happen overnight, it was the longest night of my life. So it happens in layers. For me, this doesn't happen for everyone, but for me, the first layer I hit was not a layer of inspiration. It was a layer of desperation. It was a layer of bankruptcy. And I say bankruptcy, not in the fiscal sense, though I could have been bankrupt if I had some money to even claim bankruptcy. I was bankrupt in my behaviors. So the first layer for me was enough is enough. And so it was 1994, and you have heard the story before. I was on government assistance. I was on WIC, Women, Infant, and Children. I was getting free cheese, free butter, and free pasta. I was ashamed of the fact that I was on government assistance, while at the same time I was grateful that such a program existed for people like me. I ran out of Pampers, and when I went to the ATM to get $20 out, it said it's insufficient funds, bank balance $11.42. I had to wrap my son Jelani, who was eight months old at the time, in a series of towels for 2 days. And I was no one was at home. It was just my son and I, but I was so embarrassed and so hurt and just so, I was bankrupt. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I am done with this. And I put my hand on Jelani's stomach and I said, Jelani, mommy will never be this broke or broken again. I promise you that. I knew he couldn't understand me, but I needed to hear myself say it out loud. And I didn't even know where to go, Debbie. I didn't know where to go to change my life. And so I started with the premise, I am where I am based on what I know. This is all I've known is struggle and scarcity and lack and hustle and deprivation. What if I knew something different? So then I started looking at books, and I wasn't a reader. You know, I failed English. The last time I took an English class, my highest grade in school was a C. So I wasn't a natural reader, but I didn't do it based on the premise of liking to read. I started reading books on the premise of what don't I know? Because there's something I don't know, because everyone's not struggling like me. And so I would pick up a book, but here's the deal. I didn't read a lot of books. I read one book a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So I read the book, and I wouldn't put the book down until I was living at least 25% of what the book said.
And the book was what?
Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't even understand the book. I mean, Stephen Covey just talks in a whole nother language, and now I can understand it, but then I didn't. But I just, what I could understand, I said, what does that look like in my life? So the number one thing that I did, Debbie, that most people aren't doing is I would learn, then apply. Learn, then apply. Learn. So I didn't learn a lot. I applied consistently.
What do you feel like was the one thing that you applied that actually was the turning point where you said, okay, I see a light. I'm feeling hope. This is possible.
Yes. I love that question. Now, mind you, I was in my 20s when this occurred. So that was over years ago. it was a long, long time ago. But one of the things that I applied was Stephen Covey talked about how the majority of people spend 80% of their time in their circle of concern and only 20% of their time in their circle of influence, which is why you feel powerless over your life. When you flip it and spend 80% of your time in your circle of influence and only 20% of your time in your circle of concern, things that you can't influence, things that are happening in the world that you can't influence, but spend 80% of your time in your circle of influence, your bank balance, your health and wellness, what you're feeding your body, who you're putting yourself around, spend more time there. He said most people, 80% of our society is spending 80% of their time in their circle of concern. Move over to your circle of influence and you'll see things change. That was the first thing I did. And wow, that was nearly 30 years ago. And I can tell you that, like, that's how prevalent that move was in my life. And so when I started spending 80% of my time, first of all, I made a list. I made a list of the things I was concerned about that I couldn't influence. And then I made a list of the things that I could influence that I was concerned about. So both lists was a circle of concern. One I had influence over, the other I didn't. And so my circle of influence, I made a list of influence, a list of concerns. And then I started literally, and everything on my list of influence I was concerned about as well. I could just influence them. So then I focused on that list. So literally in 8 days, I had to spend 6 of those days in my circle of influence and only 2 days I could relax and be in my circle of concern. And that's how I began to look at it.
Oh my gosh, I love that. It's like a whole new biblical thing to do with where your concerns are at. You actually get a day of rest.
Yes.
Like, take this, Lord. You can handle this. Let me do this. I can.
Yes, absolutely. I surrender this to you. I'm going to go handle the rest that I can influence.
And you also talk about becoming intentional about creating a return on investment relationships. What is an intentional ROI relationship?
Yes. So a lot of times we spend time just depositing in relationships. We give and we give and we give and we give. And we're not really looking at how are the relationships around me fueling and adding value to who I am. So number one, ask that question. So number one, ask the question, look at the 5 people around you closest to, you can go 5 out or 10 out. How is this relationship impacting my being? Are these rocket booster friends? Rocket booster friends are friends that you can give your dreams to, you can give your failures to, and they're going to always see the light on your behalf or with you. Mm-hmm. They're going to always see the light on your behalf. When you can't see the light, they'll see the light for you. When you can see the light, they'll share the light with you. So, So are the people around me, are they doing that for me? If they're not doing that for me, what are they doing for me? Am I the one pouring into the relationship? Am I fueling the relationship? What happens if I need to sit down in this relationship and rest for a moment? Does it go flat? So I just begin to take inventory of the quality of the relationships in my life and how were they showing up for me? I'm a giver, so I never wonder, was I giving? Was I serving? What I did ask myself is, am I giving to my own detriment? Or is the give that I'm giving, and by the way, it's not a quid pro quo. I give to you, you give to me, because then that's an agenda-based relationship. So I didn't look for the, if I give to them, are they giving to me? I look for, is it a cyclical energetic relationship? Meaning, as I put energy out, is it coming back? Are we fueling each other by our contribution? Or am I just pouring? Or am I just dragging? Am I just holding on to them and they're doing all the work? So I just began to become very intentional about the relationships in my life and where were they? What did they need? And if they weren't in the place that I wanted, Debbie, then I asked the question, this relationship on a scale from 1 to 10 is a what? It's a 4, it's a 5, it's a 7. The second question was key. How do I take it? And I learned this from my good friend, Jack Canfield. He's my brother from another mother. Mm-hmm. How can I take this relationship from wherever it is, mm-hmm. a 6 or 7, how can I take it to a 10? And that was being intentional about the ROI, meaning if it's a 7, what would take it from a 7 to a 10? And then, Debbie, the only thing I would focus on for the next 6 months in that relationship was the margin of difference between a 7 and a 10, between a 6 and a 10, whatever that thing was. And oh, by the way, I didn't come up with what the margin was. I would ask them, how do you rate our relationship? If they said a 7, the next question would be, and this will make people scared to ask this question. Wow. I got to tell you, a lot of my students, when I give them this homework, they go, oh, my God. I said, then you have to ask, what would take us from a 7 to a 10? And wow. Then whatever they say, don't argue it, don't refute it, don't negate it, don't do any. Just say, thank you for sharing. And then your homework for mm-hmm. the next 6 months is to just give them that. If the relationship matters to you. So that's what I began to do with my father. I did it with my son. Do you know the first time I asked my son, Jelani, this, he was 7 years old. He was 8 years old. And I thought I was super mom. And we played together. And when I first asked him, son, how do you rate a relationship on scale from a 1 to a 10? He told me a 7. And when I asked him, what would take it from a 7 to a 10? He said, mommy, when you go far, far away, and I can't call you on your cell phone, I want to go with you. So what he was talking about was when I go international and my cell phone didn't work because I couldn't afford an international plan at the time. He wants to go with me. So I within 4 months, I took him out of public school, put him in a private school, and I informed the private school when I registered him that when I go out the country, he will do distance learning. And the principal said, Ms. Nichols, we don't offer distance learning. I said, oh, I'm happy to co-create that new program with you.
Boy, is that intentional. Wow. Powerful. So you did that. You implemented that and he got what he asked for?
Debbie, and my son, when he was 18 years old, fast forward 10 years, he's 18 years old. We're sitting on the couch. He's in Le Cordon Bleu Culinary Institute at the time. And we're watching a Law and Order marathon. And our feet are touching. He's on one end of the couch, I'm on the other end of the couch. Our feet are touching. I said, Jelani, every 6 months I'd ask him the question, on a scale from 1 to 10, he goes, mom, really? You're going to do this right now? I said, yeah. As long as we're in relationship, son, I'm going to rate the relationship to make sure it stays great. And I said, on a scale from 1 to 10, son, how do you rate this relationship? He said, a 9.5. I said, thank you for sharing. And what would take it from a 9.5 to a 10? He said, mom, we're sitting on the couch on a Saturday. Our feet are touching. We're playing toesies. I just cooked you a gourmet lunch and we're watching a Law and Order marathon. It really is a 10, but it just seems weird to tell you that.
That's beautiful. Powerful question. I'm absolutely going to implement that and see what kind of changes that brings about for me.
Intentional ROIs.
Intentional ROIs. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Lisa about fear and about building abundance momentum. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Lisa Nichols. Her website is motivatingthemasses.com. Sometimes some of the funnest conversation is even between while you're on break. So, Lisa, I promised I was going to start with fear. Wow, because that is such a potent thing when people are invested in fear. You say, don't wait for the fear to leave you to leap. Be willing to leap with the fear, and it will eventually dissipate with action. Talk about fear and the leap.
Yes. So most people want to wait until fear is gone to move. And first of all, recognizing that fear is not our enemy. Fear is an emotion, Debbie, just like passion, love,
humility, fear, like we embrace all those. We're like, oh, he's so compassionate. And we embrace it. We've chosen to have a relationship with the word compassion or love, and we've chosen to have a relationship with the word fear. We can very easily go, wait a minute. Fear is not my enemy. Fear is an emotion like everything else. It's on an equal playing field. It's what I do with fear that works against me. It's the fact that I let fear make me freeze, or I allow fear to make me shrink. What if you changed your relationship to fear and said, fear is informing me. Your fear is fueling you with information. Fear says, wait, stop, halt. Fear says, slow down. Fear says, go get more information, do your research. Fear says, get a coach. Fear says, wait a minute, make a clear plan. Fear is actually informing you to do something. But most people stop in the fear and just let fear sit as a big looming cloud over their head versus going, wait a minute, let me dig into this cloud and see what it's telling me. So fear is informing you. It's fueling you with something. It's sending you a signal. So fear is not the enemy. Fear is the friend. Just see it as such. Then that's the first part. Mm-hmm. Secondly, fear is not designed to stop you. You just choose to stop when you feel it. So if you are willing to say, hey, I get to still move forward feeling fear. Most of the things I've done that are really big, most of the things that people love about me, most of the things that's gotten the most exposure, I did them afraid. Because if I'd waited, Debbie, for the fear to dissipate, Lisa Nichols would be the secret. I wouldn't have been in the secret. I would be the secret, right? And so be willing to feel your knees knocking, feel your teeth chattering, and then leap anyway.
Golly, I so get that. I feel that every time I'm asked to speak. And I'm telling you, the weeks, the months, the minutes before I get on stage, I'm a mess. I'm just a mess. I'm such a mess that I rehearse like crazy. I know what I'm going to do. I really want to deliver. And then I get on stage and it's like, oof.
It's, right.
Yes, the clouds
and then are. What do people tell you after you finish? You were amazing. Mm. Oh, my God. What? And then if you think about it from this point, what if, Debbie, you would have allowed your fear to make you choose to not speak? You would have robbed those people of the breakthrough, the inspiration, the heartfelt experience that they had. You would have robbed them of that because you let an emotion, fear is nothing more than emotion like everything else, stop you. And so when you look at it from a place of service, you go, wait a minute. It's my duty to climb over my fear. It's my responsibility to learn how to operate with this fear. I'm doing the world a disservice if I stop.
Indeed, absolutely. And I'm so curious, I got to ask you in transparency, is there anything today that causes you fear, Lisa? And if you don't mind to talk about that openly, what it is and what that's like for you.
Oh my God, yes, I don't mind. And yes, there are things that are today that cause me fear. I mean, you know, anywhere from my personal life, you know, I have two family members right now who are dancing with cancer, you know, and that's my circle of concern. I can't influence that, but it's there. It's there. I can't influence their health. I can keep them company. I can love on them, but it's in my circle of concern. And so I have to be mindful of how much time I choose to give not them the attention, but their condition the attention. I'm a publicly held company. That scares me every day. We went public 5 years ago, so I'm no longer the privately held company that I was, you know, for 20 years of my career. I'm the lady that went from welfare to Wall Street, and welfare was familiar. Wall Street is unfamiliar.
Right.
I got a list of fears. I'm now considering myself to be dateable. So, for years I had my head down with my business. I had my elbows up raising a beautiful male child. And marriage wasn't something that I needed to have. It wasn't something I was against. I just was really busy. And now my company has matured. My son is a young adult. And I go, oh, you know what? I think I might want to slow down for partnership. And that's because scares me, you know. And yet still, I'm going out on dates and exploring that possibility. And then, you opened up with I'm shooting and doing some work with Dr. Phil. While television doesn't make me nervous at all because it's just more people. So that doesn't make me nervous. It's navigating in a new terrain called television I've mastered the art of stage. I've mastered books. I've mastered workshops. I've mastered training. Television is a new terrain, not as a guest, but if I were to continue down this path and actually do my own show, it's just new. And so what I'm very clear on is that a lot of times we're not afraid of what will happen as much as the unfamiliar frightens us, just the unfamiliar. Even if it's an unfamiliar new possibility that's larger than anything we've ever had, it's not about the possibility, it's about the unfamiliar.
And what so What do you do then? So, I mean, you're in the midst of filming, and this must be really coming up for you. So what do you do for yourself so that when you arrive on set or set comes to you in your home or office, you are really present and available to do this at your highest potential?
Absolutely. So number one, going back to what I talked about, fears informing you, I sit in the fear and ask the fear, what does it need? So literally, I was like, over the weekend, okay, what do you need to feel comfortable? Okay, I need information. Okay, what information do you need? I need to know, how do they rate success? Because I'm really outcome driven. So then I asked the question. I reached out to the producers. What makes this show successful? Well, Ms. Nichols, what makes the show successful is the ratings. Okay, how do I influence ratings? Like, I just start asking questions until I got down to either it's my circle of influence or it's my circle of concern. And literally up until late in the evening last night, I was asking questions. And once I got all the answers and I looked at how can I influence that outcome to the degree that I can and nothing else can be done, now I'm fine. Because fear is telling me I need to know something. I'm wondering about something. So what am I wondering about? I just keep asking myself that. And I literally have gotten to the bottom of all my questions. And so now I'm like, okay, let's do it. There's nothing else to do, but let's do it. So I step into the fear and ask myself, why are you feeling the fear? What do you need to know? What information do you need to know? What do you need to have more certainty on? What do you need to have clarity on? And then I get the answer, and then I go for the answer, and I don't stop until I get that answer.
Wow. Power and information. And you know, somebody's writing in, and this is such a perfect fear segue question. So they're hearing this interview and they are asking you this. Lisa, when you say create a new, healthier relationship with money, who you are with money, and who you'll be with a lot of money, I have done Abraham Hicks Thinking Happy and Positive. I have created a relationship with money like it's a person. I've tried all sorts of things, and I am struggling. It's very scary to me. Not having incoming money for bills, I shift thoughts and feelings all the time, but the money has not shifted. What is wrong with my vibration? You did it. How can I?
So I'm going to go from a very blueprint emotional level, then I'm going to go from a daily practice level. I do a lot of coaching around money, a lot of coaching with entrepreneurs, a lot of coaching with people who are looking to transform their financial platform. So I teach on this topic a lot. And I teach on a lot in the book Abundance Now. I have a whole chapter just on money because it's such a big topic. And number one is to recognize we're always trying to run and move forward with money. We're trying to move forward, make more money, da da da. Let's go backwards for a moment, Debbie. Mm-hmm. And let's look at your money blueprint, because we got to know where you're starting from. Think of it as if you're going to the mall and you got to get to this store because this store is having an 80% off everything sale, 80%. And you just got to get to this store. It's like everything relies on you getting to the store, but you've never been to this mall before. The very first thing you're going to do when you walk into the mall is you're going to find the kiosk. And then on the kiosk, you want to find the dot that says you are here. Mm-hmm. Most people are trying to shift their financial platform premise and mindset, but they haven't identified the dot that says I am here about money. So let's do that first. So when you do that, you look at your financial blueprint. So I'm gonna rattle off some questions really fast for the sake of the interview, but all of it's in, you know, chapter two in the book. So it's, what was your economic blueprint as a child? How was money operated in your home? Did your parents fight over it? Did it keep them away? Were you a latchkey kid because everyone was at work? Was it divisive? Was it the reward to everything? Did your family work to keep up with the Joneses? What was the economic status of money in your home? Because whatever that blueprint is, you got it. Your relationship to money was formed by the time you were 10. What's your spiritual relationship to money? Even if you're not a part of that same religion now, when you were a child, Was there a spiritual connection to money? Some spiritual theologists and teachers say money is the root of all evil. Others say you don't need money to live. Others say money is the result of godliness. Others say, what was your spiritual origin? Mine was that you don't need money, that God is the resource and you don't need money. So I grew up thinking I don't need money. So when money start coming to me, Debbie, I actually start feeling guilty because I actually unconsciously start feeling less godly as I became more wealthy. Listen, you don't even know the unconscious influencers that are happening in your life. You're focused on the conscious influencers. You're not even looking at the unconscious influencers. So there, another one is your gender. Men are measured by the size of their bank account and the size of their toys and how many toys they have. Women are measured on their womanliness and if you can get a good man with money. So there's a gender blueprint that we have. And then there's a cultural blueprint that when I began to make money, when I got to $975,000 in 1 year, do you know that I was more embarrassed than I was happy because I didn't know another Black woman that was making $1 million in 1 year. And I felt I felt that I had ostracized myself. So I slowed down. I made $975,000 by October. Do you know I took off the rest of the year because I was too afraid to pass $1 million because I didn't know who I would be as a Black woman. So, and now mind you, this is all unconscious. I didn't even know. I would never do that consciously. So you have all these unconscious influences, spirituality, gender, the economics that were in your home, culturally, these things are sitting under. They're not on top of the dirt. They're under the dirt. So the best thing you can do is go back and look at from age 1 to 10, what did I learn as a woman of this nationality, what was taught in my house spiritually. You don't have to buy into it now. But you at least need to know what's there so that you can choose it again or you can choose something else and know what you're unhooking. Most people are just running towards something, Debbie, but they don't know what they're unhooking.
So they want to unhook. They've done the work. And what is the next step? How can they create that paradigm, lineage, mind shift so that they can start to create something new, have that hope of, oh, I actually can do this. And
absolutely. And absolutely. So first of all, you have to then shift. Once you've done that, that's the behind you. Now looking in front of you, create a new relation to money. So money is a result of action. Money is not the end all be all. Money is simply a team member. Money is a tool. Money is not the thing you work for. You work to get money to make better memories. So chase the memories. So what you have to chase something bigger than money because money isn't big enough. Money isn't important enough. Money doesn't, and we all energetically know that, but because money gives us access, we forget it. So what do you want money to do for you? Because that you'll run for more. So what access? So make a big list of things that are really attainable that money you're going to need money for, and then quantify with the dollar amount. So we know what we're running for. We know what we need to make. And then secondly, you need to have consistent action. Write that down. Consistent action. What energy grows where energy goes. Most people don't hit their financial goals, not because they don't know what to do, but because they're not consistent at it long enough. See, the difference between me and most is that when they stopped, I was still going. When they gave up, I was still going. Not, I wasn't doing anything smarter than them. I was just doing it longer and more consistent than them. So number one, or number three, you want to make sure that you're in consistent action. But here's the action you want to be in. You want to raise your top line while managing your bottom line. Raise your top line is you want to do things that are bringing in revenue. You want to spend your dollar time on dollar tasks. Most people spend dollar time on penny tasks. You want to say, here's the question to ask yourself. What's the highest revenue generating activity that only I can do? And the more time you spend on the highest generating activity that only you can do, the more money you're going to generate. Most people want to take the magic out of it. It really is time in and strategy that you have to find new ways to generate multiple revenue streams, not just one and not just two. You want to see if in the next 5 years, you can create at least four revenue streams on the low end and six on the high end, multiple revenue streams. It's called multiple income technology.
Wow. This is really illuminating. I'm enjoying this conversation so much. I know the listeners are going to get a tremendous amount of direction out of this as well. We are going to take a break. I just want to remind people, if it's time for wine, and I love wine, I'm certified in wine, you can send wine as gifts or just have the wine on hand for yourself for the holidays, for any event, even just dinner. You can do this with the worldwide high-end wine company at below retail prices and have it delivered right to your door. Go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's sellers as in a wine cellar, C-E-L-L-A-R-S. directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Lisa Nichols, and she has a free abundance gift checklist for you. You can go to abundancenowonline.com/freeabundancechecklist and enjoy some of her videos and that abundance reminder there. Lisa, I just got to ask this. You were talking earlier about circles of influence and 80% about what you can influence and taking that on. And one of the categories you mentioned was body. Of course, you're so visible with what you do. And I hate, as somebody also has worked on her body over the years, I don't want to give it tremendous attention, but it is incredible because you transformed your body and you've kept it transformed. You gave away weight, you released it. And I'm curious, what did you decide? What happened inside you for your outside to become so slender, vibrant, and healthy?
Thank you for that question, Debbie, and thank you for the way you asked it, because everyone, you know, initially wanted to know what was I eating, what was I drinking, and what kind of sit-ups was I doing, and I kept having to direct them to, you don't want to know what kind of sit-ups I did as much as you want to know what made me go do a sit-up. Mm-hmm. You know, what inspired me. So, you know, to be really transparent with you, my health journey was really tumultuous in that I had medical issues that I just hadn't addressed. So to answer you as in a summary form as possible with as much transparency as possible, I addressed my medical needs. I was willing to stop and listen to, you have some medical challenges. I created my entire career and built my brand over 210 pounds. And because I was such a gladiator at so many things, I could skim over that. I could say, well, I'm doing great over here. And I just got tired of band-aiding that part of my life. And when I started writing Abundance Now, I said, abundance isn't one area of your life. Abundance is a 360 experience. And I need to address this. And so I went to the doctors again and I said, what do I need to do? And they gave me direction and I didn't make excuses. Without going into the details, I just didn't make excuses. And then I raised my hand and I asked for help. And a part of that asking for help, Debbie, was I had to address, why am I afraid to get this? What am I afraid of when it comes to losing weight? What am I afraid of when it comes to releasing? So I stepped into my fear again. I stepped into my fear around releasing the weight. I stepped into my fear around getting whatever diagnosis I might get from the doctor. I stepped, you know, and I realized so much of our illness and even our death and even our unhealthiness is not based on just what we're doing. It's based on what we are ignoring. And so the just kind of the summary of that is I stopped ignoring what medical attention I needed to give to my body.
And clearly, this is a daily commitment. I mean, you show up for yourself every day because you just have been extraordinary in keeping this commitment to yourself and superseding whatever had previously been dominating. It's very impressive.
Thank you very much. You know what? I realized that it would be irresponsible of me, Debbie, to allow myself to go into even more. You couldn't tell my health limitations because of how I was showing up in the world, but it would be irresponsible of me to continue to go down that health path and not address it. And if my life ended fast, or if my voice went away, or if I had to sit down because I just couldn't, it would have been at my own hand because I wasn't responsible for my future. And so I needed to become congruent 100% with the conversation that I was having, even if you didn't know about it. And so to me, living an abundant life is being happy with yourself in the dark of the night when no one's looking based on your choices as much as you are in broad daylight with lights and cameras on you. And so I needed to fully step into what that meant, as scared as I was, you know. And so thank you for that acknowledgement. It's funny, as you're saying this, I was sitting here taking my B12 and my vitamin C.
I love it happening as we speak it. It's a beautiful thing. You know, another change is you and I are connected on LinkedIn, and I see you've got a new presence there. You're suddenly offering a lot of inspirational thoughts to your LinkedIn community and tribe. What precipitated the social media outreach at this time?
You know, I'm clear that people tell you what they want to know, and I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, Debbie. I'm a service provider. My students are the experts, so they know what they want to know. And I just began to listen. I began to ask more questions than offer content. And when I asked the questions, what do you want to know from me and where do you want it? I listened. They said, we want it on LinkedIn. We want to hear. We want to. We want you to be. We want you to walk through our day with us. And, you know, I had to climb over some of my own doubt, like, really? Me? Really? Like, all that shrinking stuff. I still do it at times to go, wow, you guys want more? And they're like, yes, you're our sister friend. And so I think I represent, for many women at least, I represent that sister friend to them, that if you can do it, I can do it. So can you just be a part of my lifestyle? And the answer was yes. And I said, how would you like me to be a part of your lifestyle? And they told me, and I said, okay, yes. So I built my career really saying yes, versus having these brilliant ideas of how I think people should be served. I just asked people, how do you think you should be served? And then when they told me, I said, yes.
Wow. Power of asking questions. It's come up a lot during this interview. So much about our internal and external journey, the power of the insights that this provides. Well, I got to end here. This is Dare to Dream, Lisa. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, wow. I want to, way far out there, Debbie, I want to do a, like a mud run or a half marathon, or I want to do something for charity that I can corral people around the world to do with me. So I want to spend more time over in Africa. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of projects over there around reading and around keeping teenage girls in school after they started their menstrual cycles, because they normally have to leave school at that time. So I want to participate in that. I see myself down the line as a wife, and really enjoying what that partnership looks like. And I want to touch more. So I do see myself on television, touching more, not because I want to do TV, but because I want to bring transformation on a broader scale to more people. So I have some pretty big things. And what I love about everything I just told you is that I don't know the how yet. I just decided the what.
I hold those visions for you as well. Thank you, Lisa, so much for being with us on Dare to Dream today. This was extraordinary.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the interview. My grandmother says, while you can get back many things in life, cars, clothes, the one thing you will never get back is your time. So thank you for gifting me with your time and allowing me to share time with your listeners.
Beautiful. Again, you can reach her at motivatingthemasses.com, and you can sign up and start receiving her videos and get her new book on abundance. And I end today's show with this quote from Lisa Nichols. So often we take care of everybody, and the whole time we're putting ourselves on the back burner. This is the season for you to do you first. Well, next up on Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast, I am featuring Judith Orloff, Thomas John, and Carolyn Mace. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.